Who Am I That God Should Be So Mindful of Me? By Frank Hall. What is man that you are mindful of him? Psalm 8, verse 4. What is man that God should even look in his direction? Who am I that the infinite, glorious, triune God should glance my way, much less be mindful of me? Beloved in Christ, understand that your God is without a doubt ever mindful of you. He has numbered every hair on your precious head, appointed the bounds of your habitation, and determined the very second of your death. He bottles your every tear, knows your every sorrow, records your every work, and remembers every cup of cold water given in his name. He is deeply concerned for your immortal soul, has purposed to do you good, and has staked his glory on your everlasting salvation. Your God is more mindful of you, your soul, your life, and your welfare than you will ever understand in this life. In the light of such staggering knowledge, who God is and what you are, do you not ask yourself in utter astonishment, who am I that God should be so mindful of me? As mere creatures, such a thought is beyond profound, but as guilty sinners, the thought surpasses the unthinkable. Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated, Romans chapter 9, verse 13. God loved Jacob and hated Esau. Who am I that I should be identified with the former and not the latter? Christ died for his elect and put away their sins forever by the sacrifice of himself, and the rest of humanity he leaves to themselves. Who am I that my name should be written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world? The sovereign dispenser of all grace and all blessedness has mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardens. Who am I that I should be a vessel of honor prepared for glory, and not a vessel of wrath fitted for destruction? Who are we, brothers and sisters, that we should partake of the boundless provision of grace in Christ, be redeemed, justified, and forgiven, should live forever with him in glory? Who are we that the incomprehensibly glorious God would be so mindful of us that he not only took on our nature, but lived a perfect life for us that we could never live, died a sin-atoning death for us that we could never die, and satisfied a law for us that we could never satisfy? By the grace of God, I am what I am. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. The only difference between a saved sinner and a lost sinner is the difference that God makes by his distinguishing grace. It is not our decisions, lives, prayers, or works that make the difference, but God, and God alone. Though all who read these lines deserve to be in hell for their sin, God has been pleased to save some freely by his grace. Though all are equally sinful, equally guilty, and equally deserving of everlasting torment, God has been pleased to save some for no other reason than his own glory.